$33 million this primary season, almost exclusively on attack ads. SV Date, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
WCVE Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now on the line from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his weekly analysis of Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne. Welcome back.
Thank you. Well, how many times over the years have we come down to the final days of a General Assembly session without a state budget ready for agreement?
Well, this is the fourth time since 2001, and these overtime sessions have run various lengths. The longest, of course, was in 2006, 246 days, as one recalls. A budget was finally put in place 2 days before the old one ran out.
So what's the outlook? Are the Solons going to go ahead and adjourn by tomorrow night at midnight and then come back later to try to reach an agreement on the budget?
In all likelihood, that will be the drill. There's an administrative and procedural advantage here. If the Assembly were to simply change its rules and extend the session, all the legislation that's been sent on to the governor would have to be reviewed and acted upon by His Excellency within 7 days. So they'll quit town, and the conferees, the negotiators, will try to come up with something so that the Senate can clear up its differences, and then the Senate can formally engage the House and come up with some type of a compromise. But this is all very much wheels within wheels, because clearly the senators have to resolve their differences among themselves, one of which is power sharing, should there be any, in this evenly divided body. And then, of course, they need to engage the House. And there's some very big differences. For example, you know, the House is going along with Bob McDonnell on this sales tax grab for transportation. Senate didn't like that idea. But, you know, there are other sticking points that must be addressed.
Governor McDonnell has lost out on his attempt to get a bill passed that would change the way teachers are contracted by the public school districts.
The governor and his image, you know, and his agenda, you know, taking a bit of a beating. There were, of course, the ultrasound bill and all those protests, the arrests over the weekend. Of course, the governor makes no apologies for his conservatism. But, you know, he wants to concentrate on these kitchen table issues, including improving the quality of public education in Virginia. So now his program is pretty badly dinged. This is the second big loss. That pre-Labor Day school opening bill was finished off by Republicans, who are friendly with the tourism industry, which wants to protect its summer workforce. And now, of course, this teacher firing bill, an unspoken element of which was clearly the Republicans, or this Republican governor, was trying to drive a wedge between the Democrats and one of their most reliable allies, the teachers union.
Mm-hmm. We have almost 3 minutes left to talk about the Super Tuesday primary in Virginia, which actually wasn't so super, just two candidates on the ballot and a very low turnout.
And I think the low turnout is the most important element of all of this. Romney gets 60% of the vote. The only other candidate on the ballot, Ron Paul, got 40% of the vote. And I think that says that, you know, even with the advantages of establishment figures such as Bob McDonnell and Bill Bolling, the lieutenant governor, backing Romney, he still can't close the deal with a big piece of the Republican base. And it was only a 5% turnout, so 250,000 of 5 million eligible voters. I think the message from that is that there's not a lot of enthusiasm among Republicans. And, of course, this is a battleground state that the Republicans say, you know, they can and must win back from Barack Obama, who, of course, is coming into town today.
Right. He's going to be visiting the Rolls-Royce factory in Prince George County to make a speech on the economy. And maybe by coincidence, Rolls-Royce announced it's considering expanding that plant.
Yes, that announcement was actually released by the governor's office several days in advance of the president's visit. One would think that the governor is interested in sharing a little bit of the limelight. Actually, he will be with the president today. But the visit, I think the location is interesting. He certainly gets a chance to talk about jobs and what looks like a continuing improvement in the economy. But, of course, this is a region that will allow him to, you know, essentially beam his message into Hampton Roads, across South Side, areas where there are large numbers of African American voters, important Barack Obama voters. And of course, since summer 2010, the president has made four visits just to Central Virginia.
Okay, Jeff, our time is just about gone. I don't think we have time to take up another topic for today, so we'll leave it for there for this time and talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Good luck.